Hi, this is Rav Danny Eisenberg, and welcome to the podcast. In our benching, we say a certain bracha towards the end, Harachamani Varech et kol ha'muslimim kan, may Hashem bless all the people seated here, etc., etc. And then it says, K'moshin b'chol avotenu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yakov b'kol mikol kol, just as our forefathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were blessed, b'kol mikol kol, with these expressions of everything. So should Hashem bless us all with a complete bracha. Now these expressions, bakol, mikol, and kol, are references to three different verses in the Torah where the avot were respectively blessed. So one of the statements is regarding Avraham, v'Hashem berachat Avraham bakol, when Avraham grew old, Hashem blessed him bakol, with everything. The expression by Yitzchak is that he says, Vauchal mikol, I ate mikol, from all of the food that was given to me. And the expression by Yaakov actually comes up in this week's parasha, Parashat Vayishlach. Now, where he says, V'chi yesh li kol, and he says, I have everything. So, now, what's the context of this week's parasha statement? So here, it's quite fascinating, because Yaakov is meeting his brother Esav after 20 years of being apart. And let's say the relationship between them was not exactly on firm ground. Yaakov left on bad terms. He wasn't sure what his brother's feeling. He was sure his brother was upset with him. He wasn't sure how angry he was, and he wasn't sure now 20 years later whether his feelings of anger would remain. So he's coming back and he's unsure. In the end, he tries to make a reconciliation with Esav. He sends him gifts. He tries to appease him, and ultimately he prays to Hashem. He prepares for all possible eventualities, but eventually he succeeds in bringing about a reconciliation with Esav. Now that they have reconciled with each other, Esav says to him, asks him the following question. He says, "Milacha kol ha'machaneh hazeh asher pagashti." He says, "What was all of this?" This camp that I met, all of the camp, Yaakov had sent him gifts in groups, and he wanted to know what was the purpose of all these groups of animals that were being sent to him. So Yaakov says, "Vayomer limsochen b'nei Adoni." He answers that I did it to find favor in the eyes of my master. Notice he's being very submissive before Esav. At any rate, how does Esav respond? "Vayomer Esav, yesh li rav." He says, "I have plenty. Achi yehi lecha asher lach. My brother, let yours be yours." So, in other words, keep your possessions. I don't need them. I have plenty. Now Yaakov responds to him and says, "No." He begs him. He says, "Please take my gift. I'm so happy to see you." Again, in a very heaping on the praise, and he says, "Kach na et birchati asher huvat lach. Please take my blessing that has been brought to you. Ki chanani Elokim, for God has been gracious to me. V'chi yesh li chol, and I have everything." And he pushed him, and in the end, Esav agreed to take it from him. Now, interestingly, both brothers comment that they don't have no need for the possessions because they express it in different ways. When it comes to Esav, he says, "Yesh li Yeshli Rav, I have plenty." In contrast to that, when Yaakov says it, he says, "Yeshli Chol, I have everything." What's the difference between saying you have plenty or saying you have everything? So in order to answer this question, I want to share with you a beautiful insight that I once came across. That immediately after this whole meeting, the Torah describes in Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Yaakov Nasa Sukkot. Yaakov traveled to Sukkot, a place called Sukkot. But even Lobayit, he built for himself a house. Ulimikneu asa sukot. For his livestock, he made huts. Alken karashem makom sukot. Therefore, the name of the place was called Sukkot, meaning huts, shelters, huts, right? Like our sukkah. So, the interesting point that was made regarding this pasuk is, one second, Yaakov has built himself a homestead, essentially. He's built himself an estate somewhere, and with a house, and with huts for the animals. Now, if you build yourself an estate, what do you call the estate? So, supposing we said that you had Buckingham Palace. Okay, Buckingham Palace, I'm sure, has no shortage of horse stables. So you've got the palace and you've got the stables. So what do you call it? We know you don't call it Buckingham Stables. The place where the horses live is not the focal point of the place. The focal point of the place is where the people live. So why does Yaakov call his homestead after the animal shelters instead of after the house, the place where the people live? A much better name would have been Beit Yaakov, but instead he calls it Sukkot, the shed, you know, the barn, right? Which is a bit strange. So explanation that's offered for this is, what is the idea of a sukkah? The idea of a sukkah is it's a temporary dwelling. And Yaakov has a look, and when he creates a home for himself in the land of Israel, he acknowledges that even though he's building himself a house, really he has the mindset that everything in this world is temporary. It's a means to an end. The house is not there that's going to be there forever. And the purpose of the house is not to be an end in itself, but rather it's to serve a higher purpose, and that purpose will be eternal. So the concept, the mindset of Yaakov is that the physical world, being involved in the world that we're in, is not an end in itself. Ultimately, it is there as a means, as a vehicle to achieve a higher goal, to achieve a spiritual goal. So utilizing this insight, we can then come back and look at the difference between Esav's approach to his possessions and Yaakov's. When it comes to Esav, for him, he says, Yesh li rav, for me, it's important to have a lot. For him, materialism is the focus, and therefore having a lot is the goal. And therefore he says, but you know what, I do have enough. I've got plenty, I don't need your gift, thank you very much. When it comes to Yaakov, Yaakov's focus, he doesn't view material possessions as an end in itself, and therefore for him, having a lot is not important. What's important is chiyesh lichol. Do I have everything that I need? If I have purpose, if a person has purpose and a higher goal, so they have the possessions that they need in order to achieve their purpose in this world, so then they have everything. There's a huge difference between somebody who has a lot and somebody who has everything. Somebody who has everything has purpose, and therefore therefore he doesn't really focus on the quantity. That's an irrelevancy. Whereas somebody who doesn't have purpose has to seek some sort of comfort by the fact that at least they have a lot. They can have something to show for themselves. They don't have meaning, they don't have purpose, but ultimately the quantity is a substitute for them for quality and depth. And this really is the difference between the Esav mindset and the Yaakov mindset. So when we come to our benching, we talk about that Hashem should bless us just like the Avot were blessed, Bakol Mikol Kol. We should understand that the blessing is not for material success. Yes, material success might be part of it, but the ultimate idea is that we should be blessed to be able to have a sense of our higher purpose, and that Hashem should give us the means in this world in order to achieve that purpose. That's what we're asking for, to be blessed with everything, not that we should be blessed with all manner of material possessions. And on this note, I want to share a bracha with all of us, that all of us should be blessed not barav, not with just a multitude of possessions, but actually bakol. Shabbat shalom.